Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a look at sports here on KJAN. Regional volleyball finals last night in some of the larger classes, 5A, 4A, and 3A. And some of the local teams involved there in class 4A. Harlan swept Bondurant Farrar. That was a match played over at Guthrie Center. And they won it 3-0. They move on to the state tournament now in Cedar Rapids coming up next week. Lewis Central also punched their ticket to the state tournament with a 3-1 win over Norwalk. That was played here in Atlantic last night. Bishop Heelan also beat Carroll 3-1 to move on. Another match that was played up the Atlantic High School in Class 3A, it was Kemper Catholic defeating Red Oak 3-0 as well. Other winners in Class 5A, Ankeny Centennial, Bettendorf, Cedar Falls, Johnston, Dowling Catholic, Cedar Rapids Kennedy, Dubuque Hempstead, and Iowa City West. In 4A, Pella, Waverly, Shell Rock, West Delaware, Western Dubuque, and Marion. And in 3A, the other winners and qualifiers were Sergeant Bluff Luton, Center Point Urbana, Columbus Catholic, Forest City, Nevada, West Liberty, and Mount Vernon. That sets up the brackets for those classes coming up here starting next Wednesday and Tuesday in Class 3A. It'll be a matchup on Wednesday at noon as Kemper Catholic will take on Sergeant Bluff Luton. That'll be played once again at noon on court number 2 there. In Class 4A, it'll be Lewis Central playing on Tuesday as they take on Marion. That'll be a 6 o'clock in the evening matchup on court 1. And Harlan will play that same day a little bit earlier at 4 o'clock on court 2 against Pella in their first round matchup. Waverly Shellrock and Bishop Heelan will meet up as well in the match opposite there of Harlan in the bracket. And that's a look at those local teams and where they'll be playing next week at the state volleyball tournament. The 1A and 2A schools get their chance to punch their state ticket here tonight. And in Class 1A, Guthrie Center will be hosting a match between Audubon Wheelers and Grandview Christian. Also, Sydney faces Stanton tonight in Clarinda. Central Lyon takes on Bishop Garrigan, that being played in Hartley. George Little Rock will take on Galen Catholic, that being played in Sioux Center. Janesville faces Iowa Valley in Rhinebeck. Also, it's Don Bosco taking on Tripola in Dunkerton. Springville faces Marquette Catholic in Maquoketa, and it's New London facing Holy Trinity Catholic in Fort Madison. In Class 2A, Trainer will be a host site as St. Albert and Tri-Center square off. In Sheldon tonight, it'll be Western Christian taking on Okoboji. Match played at Lamar's, we'll see Unity Christian face Lawton Bronson. In Pleasantville tonight, Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont will take on a new Des Moines Christian. And also in Parkersburg, it'll be Dyke New Hartford facing Grundy Center. Tonight in Charles City, Lake Mills will face Sumner Fredericksburg. At Center Point tonight, it's Wapsie Valley taking on North Cedar. And in Tipton tonight, West Branch will take on Durant. That's the matchups there with state tournament bursts on the line there in Class 1A and 2A in volleyball play. Moving on now to college football. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz is a fan of the new college football playoff, but he won't put much stock into the first rankings the committee released last evening. The 8-0 Hawkeyes expect to be included in the poll. The top four teams in the final poll at the end of the season advance to the playoff.
Of the top four teams last year at this time, three of them didn't make it to the dance, and then the team that won the national championship was 16th. So I'd throw it right kind of in the category of August polls. You know, doesn't mean a lot right now.
Ferentz compares it to the preseason polls that are released in August and points out that the eventual national champion Ohio State last year was 16th in the first poll that the committee released last season.
It's been really good for a lot of people to talk about. Interest in college football is probably at an all-time high, so that's all positive. And my only two observations are that, A, they don't mean a lot right now, and then, B, people would spend a lot of time, especially if people get sucked into conversation, which I've witnessed not only with these polls but the BCS stuff. They tend to, you know, get nailed pretty quick soon thereafter. So we're going to try to avoid both of those plates.
Ferentz says it doesn't matter where the Hawkeyes are ranked if they don't continue to win.
The big thing for us right now, we got a game this Saturday. And, you know, anybody who was at the game last Saturday knows that was a tough, hard-fought game. And that's really the nature of college football. If you watch TV on Saturdays, you're going to see a lot of those types of games. And so really the best thing we can do right now is just try to get our football team ready to play this week.
Iowa visits Indiana on Saturday. The Hoosiers are 0-4 in the Big Ten, but it's not because of a lack of offense. The Hoosiers average 33 points and 467 yards per game. While the Hawkeyes are playing for a division title and a possible playoff spot, Indiana still has plenty to play for. At 4-4 overall, the Hoosiers need to win two of their final four games to qualify for a bowl game.
Like a lot of things in place, but you got to have the victories on Saturday. Gotten a little better, but not where we need to be. We got four challenges remaining. The first one's this Saturday against Iowa, and we're taking them one at a time. We just want to get one this week. And if we can get enough to be the bowl team, really we want that for the seniors. It'll be great for recruiting. It'll be great for player development, but it'll really, really be great for an awesome group of seniors. And we're going to fight very hard to see if we can get that done.
That's Hoosier coach Kevin Wilson. There are still three unbeaten teams in the Big Ten. At the end of this week, Indiana will have played all three of them. And we'll have that game for you coming up on Saturday. That'll be a 12:30 pregame, 2:30 kickoff here this weekend in Bloomington. The first college football playoff selection committee rankings are out, and Clemson, LSU, Ohio State, and Alabama are the top four. Notre Dame was fifth, and Baylor was sixth. The top four in the final rankings in December meet in the second annual college football playoff. The College Football Playoff Selection Committee will issue weekly rankings each Tuesday, with the final rankings being announced on Sunday, December the 6th. The playoff semifinals will be matching the number one seed versus the number four seed, and number two will face number three. The semifinals will be hosted at the Orange Bowl and Cotton Bowl this year on New Year's Eve. The championship game will be next January 11th at Glendale, Arizona. Iowa is ranked ninth in the initial college football playoff poll. In a top 25 action last night, freshman quarterback Ryan Graham led Northern Illinois on two fourth-quarter scoring drives, and the Huskies rallied to beat number 20 Toledo 32-27. That knocks the Rockets from the ranks of the Division I unbeatens. Joel Bognan's two-yard touchdown and with 1:59 remaining lifted the 6-3 Huskies to their sixth consecutive victory against the Rockets, who are now 7-1. Bognan rushed for 87 yards and on 26 carries in that ball game. The Tennessee Titans have fired their head coach Ken Whisenhunt, who was 3-20 over one-plus seasons. The club is currently 1-6 with losses in 16 of its last 17 games. Assistant Mike Mularkey has been named interim coach for the rest of the season. The Indianapolis Colts have fired offensive coordinator Pep Hamilton less than 24 hours after a 29-26 overtime loss at Carolina. Former Browns coach Rob Chudzinski will replace Hamilton as the play caller. Chargers wide receiver Keenan Allen is done for the season after injuring a kidney while making a spectacular touchdown catch in a loss to the Baltimore Ravens. The Chargers placed Allen on season-ending injured reserve. They also released veteran receiver Jacoby Jones. In baseball news, the Washington Nationals have hired Dusty Baker as their new manager. The 66-year-old replaces Matt Williams, who was fired after a disappointing season. Baker has a 20-year managing career in the majors, most recently with the Reds, who fired him in 2013. Baker is 1,671 and 1,504 as a skipper, good for a .526 winning percentage. His win total is the second most victories of any active manager. Thousands turned down in Kansas City to celebrate the Royals' first World Series title in 30 years. The team held a parade followed by a rally that was so well attended, some drivers had to park along the side of the interstate and walk to the festivities. Manager Ned Yost held the World Series trophy up as his vehicle turned into Union Station for the rally. Series MVP Salvador Perez walked through the crowd with the trophy, taking selfies and pictures with fans. Downtown KC was so crowded that some fans who came for the festivities left before they began, realizing they wouldn't be able to see or hear anything. And a person familiar with the deal tells the AP that New York Mets manager Terry Collins has gotten a new two-year contract through the 2017 season. The agreement comes fresh off the team's run to the World Series. The Mets lost to the Royals in the clinching Game 5 Sunday night. There has been no official announcement, but Collins and general manager Sandy Alderson are set to be at a news conference at Citi Field here today. And in NASCAR news, NASCAR suspended Matt Kenseth for the next two races after he intentionally wrecked Joey Logano late in the race at Martinsville on Sunday. Logano was leading the race in an effort to wrap up his four straight win when Kenseth, who was nine laps down, rode him into the wall. It was payback for when Logano pushed Kenseth out of the way, then went on to win when both were contending for the race in Kansas City three races ago. Because of the wreck, Logano is now last in the eighth driver field with two races remaining to earn a bid into the title-deciding finale on November 22nd. Kenseth has also been placed on probation for 6 months. In the NBA last night, it was Charlotte 130-105 over Chicago. Atlanta beat Miami 98-92. Indiana 94-82 over Detroit. Orlando beat New Orleans 103-94, Toronto 102-91 over Dallas, Memphis beat Sacramento 103-89, and Denver topped the Lakers 120-109. In the National Hockey League, it was Dallas skating past Boston 5-3. The Islanders beat New Jersey 2-1, Rangers 5-2 over Washington. It was Ottawa 2-1 over Montreal in overtime. Detroit beat Tampa Bay 2-1, LA over St. Louis 3-0. And it was Colorado 6-3 over Calgary, Edmonton 4-2 over Philadelphia, and Columbus got by San Jose 5-2. That's a look at the latest sports this morning here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.